Two things happen after the NFL regular season finishes. Coaches get fired or move, and the playoffs start. We're going to talk about the first subject on the breaking news of Nick Saban with a guy that covers the NFL better than anybody, Rick Goslin, Goose Goslin from the Dallas Morning News. Do you go by Goose still, Rick?
When I'm called it, yes.
We don't have to call you that, brother. Hey, what does this mean for the Miami Dolphins franchise that is trying to say that it's all about winning?
Well, it's a step back, obviously. You know, I thought the Dolphins could have been a playoff team this year. They had Saban was great in his first season. They went 9-7, and the next step logically would have been to contend for the division title with New England. That didn't happen. I'm sure they probably feel they can go out and get a coach who did the same type of job as Saban this season. But, no, this is definitely a step back. Anytime you bring in a new coach, you take three steps backward. You bring in a new staff, you bring in new systems, and they're going to want different players. And it's just not a good good move at this point for the Dolphins.
What does this mean for the credibility of a Nick Saban? I mean, is it just the fact that people will write it off as being part of the culture, that people will say one thing 2 weeks ago, saying, as he did, that there was no chance he was going to Alabama?
This is his history, though. He jilted Toledo, he jilted Michigan State, he jilted LSU, and now he's jilted the Dolphins. I mean, when you hire Nick Saban, this is what you get. You get a guy that's anxious to move on. Now, the Dolphins knew that when they hired him.
We know that you've got a million things going on, but tell me this, Rick Goslin. Is this a significant setback for Miami that will take several years to recover from?
Yeah, again, when you hire a new coach, he brings in a new staff, new systems, and they want new players. So I think, yeah, it puts him back probably 2 years in the process of contending for Super Bowls.
Well, thanks for joining us, Rick. We appreciate it, buddy.
My pleasure, Nick.
You're the best.
Thank you.
Rick Goslin, Dallas Morning News with the latest. We're going to be checking in a second with Rick Bucher, another Rick, talking about the NBA, another key current subject, which is the marriage, if you will, of Carmelo Anthony and AI, Allen Iverson, in just a second. Then we're going to go to Solomon Wilcots from the NFL Channel on CBS with Larry Weissman from USA Today about the Nick Saban thing, about the playoffs. And finally, we're going to talk to Josh Burns, the general manager of the Diamondbacks, about the return of the big unit, Randy Johnson, to Arizona, which is literally going on as we speak. We'll be right back on Head Games in just a moment.